Scores of condominium buildings dot the skyline of Miami. Many of these towers were built before the U.S. housing market faltered and sat empty as credit dried up. But the National Association of Realtors reports international buyers are now driving a recovery. Angel and Santiago Herrera are brothers from Venezuela. In March, they bought 39 condos in this Miami high-rise. Taking advantage of rock-bottom prices, they are now banking on values beginning to pick up.
Everyone knows that real estate in the United States is in a point that we can't see going any further down. So that's why we invest over here, because it's most likely to go up than down.
The Herreras have already resold 18 condos to buyers from Venezuela, Ecuador and Argentina for a profit. They plan to rent out the remaining units until prices recover. In Florida, condo values have tumbled 13% since last year, while sales have risen 40%. The Herreras real estate agent, Jenny Huertas, estimates foreign buyers now account for 60% of Miami condo sales.
We've been approached for more than 450 funds from all over the world looking for a discounted bulk product in this market.
Sales figures show the majority of international buyers, attracted by a favorable exchange rate, purchase properties in the United States in cash. At this condo development in Orlando, Florida, foreign buyers own the vast majority of units.
Two split bedrooms, a nice open kitchen.
Broker Alex String says his sales reflect a trend in international investment in U.S. real estate, which totals $66 billion in the last year.
We've had 34 closings in the last 2.5 months, and 80% of them have been international investors.
But James Betgatter from the Association of Foreign Investors in Real Estate says overseas buyers face problems. He says banks sometimes delay putting repossessed homes on the market, resulting in insufficient cheap properties to meet demand.
The biggest complaint that our members have about investing in the U.S. today is that they can't find bargains. They can't find property available at a price that they want to pay.
But Betgatter says foreign investors remain optimistic about the U.S. real estate market. And Angel and Santiago Herrera are pushing ahead with their plans. They are now working on a deal to buy as many as 60 additional condos in Miami, which they plan to market to other overseas buyers. Steve Moore for VOA News, Miami.